The word today is meal. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Food is an important part of all our lives, as we must eat to live. But today, we will be hearing about spiritual food. It is wonderful how God uses this concept in the Christian life. Here with his thoughts on the Lord's Supper is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Meal.
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples that he wanted them to be prepared when he returned. The angel, you remember, at the moment of the ascension of Jesus into heaven had announced that Jesus would return again. And just before Jesus went up into heaven, he had a meal with his disciples. Actually, this was quite a while before Jesus ascended. This was actually before his betrayal by Judas and before his crucifixion. But all of this you can read about in the closing chapters of the Gospel of John. Jesus was at a special meal with his disciples known as the Passover meal. Now, this was the remembrance that the Jewish people celebrated each year to remember that when they were escaping, well, I guess escaping is the wrong word, when they were let go out of Egypt, where they had been imprisoned by Pharaoh, and God sent Moses there to deliver them and lead them out of Egypt, that each time they would get ready to go, Pharaoh would change his mind, and God would use Moses to send a different plague, and each time the plagues kept getting worse and worse and more troublesome, and finally the last plague was such a scourge where God said, "Be aware that every firstborn Egyptian child is going to die." And not only that, but also among the cattle. The firstborn is going to die. Incredible. And to protect the children of Israel from this, they were told they should prepare a lamb and take that lamb for their meal and take the blood from that lamb that they would slaughter and use a brush of some sort or maybe branches to spray or paint that blood on the doorpost of their home. Because when the angel of death came that night, if the angel of death saw the blood on the doorpost, the angel would know, here lives a family of God. Here is a family of the Israelites, and no child would die there. But if there was no blood on the doorpost, it would be an Egyptian home, and a child, the firstborn child, would die there. Well, this plague was such a scourge that the grieving and the terrible horror of the whole thing finally got to the heart of Pharaoh and the Egyptian people, and he said, "Get out of here, leave, take anything you want and get out of here." And finally, the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land. Now, in remembrance of that particular occasion, when the angel of death flew over the doorposts that were painted with the blood of the lamb, that was called the Passover, where the angel flew over, passed up that home that had the blood of the lamb. And so each year that meal would be celebrated, and Jesus was celebrating that meal with his disciples before he went to his death. And on this occasion, he introduced something totally new and totally different. It has now been named by Christians ever since this time that the name refers to the Lord's Supper. It refers to the fact that Jesus gave himself in this meal and has provided it now for his people, for their forgiveness and for their strengthening. I think it's amazing that God would use food. As a matter of fact, it's very exciting to me that there are different analogies that you can take with the Lord's Supper and that you can discuss. One thing, for instance, about food, it's interesting that God has created us in a way that we actually need food each day. I suppose you could go a number of days. Some people say you can even go like a month without food. I suppose that's true. There's nourishment in your body. But to be normal and healthy and well, you need some nourishment each day. And so God has prepared food. When you think of the enormous variety of foods, just think, I have to watch a little bit now what I eat since my heart surgery. I've been more careful, much more careful, I would say extremely more careful, in what I eat. I don't eat the different kinds of fats that I used to eat when I ate spare ribs and so on. You know, you finally learn that you can kill yourself by eating the wrong thing. You eat too much sugar, you eat too much salt, you eat all the wrong things, too many desserts. It gets to be terrible. And I ballooned up. I was, at the time of my heart surgery, I weighed 291 pounds. Whew, I was a huge blimp. And when I look back, right now, I'm still a pretty big man. I'm still 235 pounds. It's huge. I'm really a huge person, and I've still got quite of a gut on me around my mid-waist. I'm working on it yet. I hope that I will lose another 30 pounds. I've lost about 55 pounds so far. I have about another 30 to go to really get down to the right shape I should be in. But I'm getting off the track here. The point is, I watch much more carefully now what I eat, that it is nourishing for me and good for me. Now, if for some reason you were very stupid or you were trying to rebel or something, you said, I'm not going to eat. We hear about things like fasting in the Bible. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who's refusing to eat. They don't want nourishment. And as a result, they're getting anemic. And as a result, they're faint. They are in great need of energy. You know, you can kind of experience this a little bit. I'm also diabetic, and I can tell you, the minute my blood sugar is dropping, I can tell you the way I feel, and your whole body begins to react, and you know you need some sugar. There needs to be, some sort of a protein bar or something, or a piece of fruit or an apple or something. Because your body, if it is not properly nourished, begins to starve. And if you don't get any food at all, at some point you do starve. Now, I like this analogy with the Lord's Supper. I like the fact that it's food. Why shouldn't God use bread and wine, the basic foods of that day? That's exactly what he did. And he said, now with this physical meal, there's two things you're receiving here. You're receiving bread and wine, therefore your nourishment. They go into your system and they go through the bloodstream and so on, and you're nourished by it. But I am now introducing something new. He said, from now on, whenever you do this, remember me, because I am going to be here. He said, this is going to be not only wine, but also my blood. Not only this will be unleavened bread to remind you of the crossing of the desert, but it will also be my body. I will be there in person. Now, this is a spiritual food. Now, spiritual doesn't mean unreal or untrue. Spiritual is very true, although it's invisible. It's in a different realm. It's like love and forgiveness, very real, but yet invisible and spiritual. So when you receive the Lord's Supper, and you can look at this in the 11th chapter of St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, toward the end of the chapter, he begins to explain that all four things are there. The wine and the wafers, the bread, were there because it was the Passover meal. You could see them and taste them. And now he introduces himself spiritually. His own body and his own blood are there. He promises that. that he will be present whenever this meal is celebrated. And so it is a very special meal. It's a meal to confirm our forgiveness. In other words, it's like when you say to somebody, I love you, and of course that's true, but then if you embrace them and hug them and say, I really love you, it's an added statement, an added act or action to prove the truth. Now, we are forgiven by Christ every day. We have the certainty of our forgiveness. But in the Lord's Supper, he is present in a special way, in a very special way. We say a sacramental way. Well, it's a miraculous way, spiritually, in which he again says, and I'll say it again to you, you are forgiven. And here's a demonstration of that fact, that I myself am here with my body and blood to enter within you and to live within you. Jesus Christ lives within the life of every one of his believers. We are like a little walking church in whom Jesus Christ lives. So it's a reminder of our forgiveness. It's an enormous comfort to know that God is with us. That's overwhelmingly joyful. And he gives us the strength. Just like when you eat food, you get stronger and you can keep going. In the same way, when you get this spiritual food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it is only for believers. Unbelievers are not to receive this, because it would be a mockery against God if they don't believe in Jesus. It is only for believers, and it is for their not only their forgiveness, which is enormous, and not only their comfort, which is enormous, but also for their strength. I would say it's important, even if you're shut in and you're not getting to church, to call the pastor and say, I want to receive communion at least once a month or at least on a regular basis, so that you can keep up your faith and it'll keep growing. You know, faith is not stagnant. Faith is something that grows and matures and you become stronger and stronger. And that's one of the reasons that Jesus Christ gave himself to us in this marvelous meal, the Lord's Supper.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.